The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. So in the past couple of days, we've got great saints, doctors of the church, that are fighting against the heresies many, many years ago. Yesterday we had Saint Cyril of Alexandria that fought against what is called the Nestorian heresy, which denied that Mary was the mother of God. So the Council of Ephesus was called in 431, proclaiming the Theotokos, which means the Christ bearer. So today and yesterday we have these saints that are really defending the orthodoxy of Catholicism. When I was thinking about a message to give today, I was thinking, what would be the errors that we have today? And I barely know where to start. There are so many. So I'd like to throw out just some philosophical systems. When it ends with ism, we have a philosophical system, many of which are erroneous. And all of us can go deeper in our theological studies of these errors. First, I would say, especially in the United States, would be that of materialism. I think for people like you, it's a no-brainer. Materialism is very prevalent. Materialism, which means we place a priority on material things above spiritual things. How many people place their money and their possessions above God? Well, probably most people that we know, right? Most people we know place a priority on having over being. And as John Paul II says, being is more important than having, and doing flows from being. How about that? So we want to place God first. God always has to be first. We should pray that we're able to live out Luke chapter 10, to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Another wrong philosophical system which emanates from materialism is that of hedonism. Do you know what hedonism is? It's the philosophy of pleasure. You've heard this commercial, it's Miller time, right? Maybe you've heard, eat, drink, and be merry. You got one life to live, live it up. Live it up to the full. So hedonism usually is an offspring of materialism. Materialism, consumerism, hedonism. Live for the moment. Another one would be this, agnosticism. You know what that is? Agnosticism is this, is the person does not deny categorically that God exists, but is basically a limbo philosophy. Limbo means you're kind of a no man's land. Maybe God exists, maybe God doesn't exist. I call it a limbo philosophy or a helium balloon. Ever see those helium balloons up there? They're kind of be blown by the wind. How about this for our young people? Sentimentalism. What the heck is that? Sentimentalism means this, you basically follow your feelings. If it feels good, it must be good. Some of you who are my age or older, yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy. Remember that? Back in the 60s, what was that, 1969? Is you follow just how you feel. If it feels good, it must be good, huh? Isn't that diametrically opposed to the theology of the cross? Sometimes we got to carry the cross. Doesn't always feel good to carry a heavy cross. Many more. But one of the most dangerous philosophies, especially for parents that have children, parents who have children that are maybe going to be going to college in the near future, is the all-pervasive and diffusive philosophy of atheism. What does atheism mean? Atheism means the denial of God's existence. And sad to say that atheism is one of the fastest growing religions in the country. Shouldn't really say religion, I should say anti-religion, because the nature of atheism is to deny that God exists. Some of your theology majors probably study in Gaudium et Spes, behind which was Karol Wojtyla. We call him St. John Paul II. And there's a couple of numbers in Gaudium et Spes on atheism. Any of you ever read Gaudium et Spes, or am I the only one? You should read it. It's one of the four dogmatic constitutions of Vatican II, right? Gaudium et Spes, Sacrosanctum Concilium, De Verbum. And John Paul II says that there are two types of atheism. Now this may surprise you. Maybe the first atheist that you ever met was the one that you looked in the mirror this morning. Now John Paul II speaks about a dogmatic atheist and then what is called a practical atheist. Dogmatic atheist would be the one that follows, started by Karl Marx, Das Kapital, that God does not exist. Philosophically, that God doesn't exist. Now, a practical atheist is someone who denies God's existence by his life. The Argentinians have a great expression, escribir con la mano y borrar con el codo, okay? Escribir con la mano y borrar con el codo. How do we translate that one in English? You know, write with your hand. Say, for example, you're a teacher. You're writing with your fingers and you're erasing with your elbow, okay? That's what it means in Spanish. Is that we profess our faith with our lips, but we erase it with our lifestyle. I'll give you an example. Your mom and dad. You tell your child, never tell lies. Lies come from Il Chamuco, the devil, okay? Lie, lie, lie. Never, 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 never tell a lie. Ring, 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 ring. Bueno. Who is it? La Tia Lupe. Tia Lupe, what do you want? I want to talk with your mother. So the little girl goes to the mother and says, Mom, it's la tia Lupe. Híjole, qué pesada, qué lata. Tell her that I'm not here, okay? So she goes there and says, my mommy wants me to tell you that she's not here, okay? So we preach the fact that we should not tell lies, but then we end up by telling lies. Here's one for you. This may make you feel uncomfortable. How about those telemarketers? You ever get those that call you on the phone? Hello? So you get it, okay. Is Yolanda Hernandez here? Is Gerardo Lopez here? So Yolanda says, no, I'm not here. I'm the husband. Hey, come on, you're lying. You can't even disguise the voice of a man. You can't do that, no? Now, is that a mortal sin? Patrick Madrid this morning was giving a really good commentary, basically saying this. Something small leads to something bigger. Something bigger leads to something monumental. Something monumental leads to something they can't resolve. Jesus puts it this way. He who is faithful in the small will be faithful in the large. God pays attention to details. They say that women are detallistas. You know, they pay attention to the details. God even more so, huh? God even more so. So there's two types of atheism. The dogmatic, who says, I do not believe in God's existence. Then those who deny God's existence by the way they live. Did you ever meet that atheist who said, I'm an atheist, thanks be to God. Ooh, yeah. I heard a story of an atheist that was talking to a little 7-year-old girl who was studying her catechism, and the atheist said to the little girl, God does not exist. God does not exist. So in that moment, they were standing underneath an oak tree, and an acorn fell from the tree and hit the man right in the nose, gave him a nosebleed. And he said, little girl, if God were so good, he would not allow acorns to grow in trees and fall from trees and hit men in the noses. She said, are you kidding? God could have allowed watermelons to grow out from trees, huh? So, these are the philosophical systems that are erroneous in honor of Saint Irenaeus. And there are many. Materialism, consumerism, hedonism, sentimentalism, agnosticism, and atheism. Could you remember all those words? No, Father. That's why I'm recording this on my podcast. So you can look at, you can listen to it again and take notes, okay? But I think it's very important that as followers of Father Bruno Lanteri, my founder, the homily I'm preaching today is what my founder wants me to preach. One last thing. Did you know that in the Philippines now, they're prohibiting Filipinos to have rosaries in their cars? Did you know that? It's supposed to be a health hazard. Talk about stupidity. But that is also a violation of religious freedom in the Philippines. It's happening. What's happening here is happening in the Philippines. So we have to be aware of the many, many heresies that are out there trying to suffocate our religion. Let's pray that we really study our faith, get to know our faith, defend our faith, love our faith, And like Saint Irenaeus, if God calls us to die for our faith, let us die for our faith. And if we do that, we go right to heaven. Amen.